Call meeting to order. Any modifications?
Need to add salary reviews, maybe first or second, and then add that.
I'll make a motion.
So, or second, I'm sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
And Stratton Corp?
Stratton Corp. Hi, Mr. Jeff.
So we are hoping you guys would reconsider a couple options we have thought about for some speed bumps through the main drag, I call it, in front of the Welcome Center, in front of Long Trail, that straightaway. We've just seen excess speeding through there, and it's frequent. It's not just during ski season when we're busy. It's year-round with trucks and contractors and kids, you know, going to school, all the things. You know, we've installed the electronic speed monitors. We've talked with our teams. We've talked with Stratton Mountain School to get the message through. We've reached out to Wind Hall Police and asked them to step it up. But they, you know, increase their presence there, but they can't be there all the time. It's just not realistic.
Yeah, they're never there.
Well, that you've seen, but yeah, they have a big area to cover and well.
You pay them, right, for coverage here?
We do, yeah.
What do you get for your money?
We get protection and we've got, you know, coverage and support. I mean, I don't have that contract with me, but yeah, we call them up and we get more presence, but the town is also, Wind Hall is saying, we need you here, here, and here. So it's on a rotation, but people aren't really worried about it. So one idea we have is to put some speed humps to try to slow people down. You know, whether it's up near the Welcome Center or down below the parking deck, you know, like in that zone, like across from the chapel. And then another one up near lot one. We think we try to catch people going both directions and try to slow them down a little bit. We could certainly do permanent ones that are installed. And I'm talking really wide, low. I'm not talking narrow ones, you know, that a plow would just pop in the first, you know, snowstorm or anything. We could look at temporary ones that are nailed in. They would get removed in the fall. Ahead of plow season, hopefully that trains some people to slow down, trains them to slow down. And then we would plug those holes with, you know, some sort of pavement plug. This would all need to go through V-Trans, is my kind of understanding. I'm happy to chase some of this down with them and see, but it is your road and, you know, we're asking for some help to try to do something different and slow people down.
Well, the state of Vermont is very dead set against these humps or bumps on highways.
I'm going to give you a copy of this. I did a little research on this, Jeff. And I talked to Joe Kelly, who's one of their like traffic operations directors. And the second paragraph, he spells it out fairly clear on what the state's position is on speed bumps. And then,
I'm not saying that we can't.
No, it doesn't say that you can't. It's just not recommended. And just if you read further, the part about the signage, I asked him for that for clarification because there's a lot of confusion about that electronic signage, what you're allowed to display. And what I'm finding is that I'm still learning about this, is a lot of the ones that I see around are technically illegal. They're not supposed to flash any strobes or any messages other than your speed. So like slow down and the frown face and the happy face and the thank you and all that are technically illegal. Now I don't know who the sign police are, and I don't know either these towns don't know about it or they don't care that are putting them up, but.
Probably don't know.
Well, yeah, they may not, and so anyway, that, because I was thinking that maybe some signage might help, but I wanted to make sure that anything we did, we were gonna do in such a way that it's legal and enforceable. You know, cause if what we put up is wrong, he could tell us better, but I think it's not enforceable if what we put up is incorrect.
Sure. Well, these are some of the locations. On one side are temporary, examples of temporary, speed bumps. The other side is examples of, permanent ones. Those are kind of the ideal locations that I had. And again, we could pull them up in the fall, you know, ahead of plowing winter season, take our signage down, and give it a try and see if it helps.
How high is it? Fall down? I mean, it looks like all we'll do is get a little air and have a fun time with it.
I mean, we could even do the painting, the striping ahead of time, like in that one, you know, to try to message people, there'll be signage, V-Trans will say you need a sign here and another one, you know, further down the road, we'll follow all that stuff and handle all that. Yeah, it is gonna put a hole in the pavement. We would again plug that.
How high are these?
I don't know, starting here, you know, I didn't go too far down the rabbit hole other than, you know, getting your blessing to kind of see where it goes, with V-Trans. I can't imagine that tall.
Do you see these? Yeah. I think they may all be the same.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Well, I think they would probably work fine in a side road or a parking lot or something like that, but on a through road like that. I don't know.
Jeff, what did you say your plan would be for the winter again?
Remove them.
Okay, and then just not have any for the winter months?
Mm-hmm. I mean, ideally we're putting them in they're permanent, we're trying that, but if you guys aren't, you know, you don't like that idea, another scenario would be we at least try to slow them down. Mm-hmm. You know,
I can't picture anything being there in the wintertime.
7 months
out of the year. Bumper, bumper.
And the electric signs that you currently have, they are collecting speed data?
No. They just flash what your
speed is. Well, no, the reason, some of them do.
Yeah.
Some of them do actually collect.
I installed those.
Traffic counts and, like Jay Wilson told me, he's had a couple of people coming down into New Fane Village off the South Wardsboro Road going 75 miles an hour. Cause his collects all the data.
Oh, I have that one right there by the river.
Yeah. So I didn't know if you guys were actually, cause my point was, it would be interesting if we do this temporarily to see what kind of a result we get.
Sure.
You know, I mean, if it actually is helping.
Sure.
It's just a question.
We can talk with V-Trans to see if they've got something they can put out to help support that data. And maybe this is a temporary.
Yeah. Well, you can buy it with the signs too. Depending upon how elaborate you want to get with the signs, they have all kinds of. I called one of our sign people about it too, just so I could kind of be prepared for this discussion. And I'm by no means am I any expert on it. I'm still learning too. But they have a lot of. There is a lot of capability in those, and there's a lot of price involved with it too. Depending on, you know, the higher the capability, the more the cost goes up.
I just think we got to try something a little different. You know,
I think you're gonna take off a lot of truck drivers.
Yeah, but if they're, you know.
Okay.
I mean,
even at a speed limit, a bump like that in the truck is no good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the flip side of that is that I had an employee who would drive for 1 week from Dover to Bonneville, 100 to 30, and then do the exact same thing, Stratton Allington Road, Mountain Road, and down. It's 3 minutes difference. And you wear your brakes less and use less fuel taking the highway. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, if it made, you know, on the flip side, if it made truckers say, hey, you know what, we're not going to run that route.
No, it isn't truckers that are coming through from outside.
But I'm just saying.
It's like, regular traffic, people contact you and all that.
But anybody like that.
But they're,
if Jimmy Ryan decided, hey, I'm going to send all my guys 30 to 100, it'd solve a lot of the speeding issues we have on these roads.
Yeah, so you know? He's one of the worst.
I mean,
we haven't had an accident, but we've had a lot of close calls, and we don't want somebody getting hit at any of those crosswalks, and there's multiple crosswalks through there. I understand those pagoda-type structures were meant to say, hey, you're entering a village, it's a village designation at all the crosswalks.
Yeah,
what?
Who knows that?
Correct.
It was just a feeling.
So now speed bump? Like what? If that's not working, then what other things can we try to do to get people to slow down? Because we don't want anybody getting hurt.
Tickets shouldn't work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sheriffs kept people slowed down all the time because they're out there all the time with the radar.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is. I don't think speed bumps is the answer, but. Anybody else thinks? I mean, any kind of a hump in the road, no matter if it's only 2 inches high, is going to be.
I mean, it just couldn't be there in the winter. That's a.
No, it can't be in the wintertime.
But how does this affect the town? I don't mean that like this is really going to impact the resort more than you guys.
Right. I think probably our biggest concern is just the overall well-being of the roadway.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think by the looks of your map, the first thing that popped into my mind was I didn't know if it was going to create drainage issues, like with your catch basins, but it looks to me like where you're putting them, they're going to be in the higher point of the road. So I was just worried about all of a sudden we're going to have a pond between lot one and the Long Trail House that somebody that comes through there at 55 is going to start hydroplaning on.
This isn't that baked of a plan.
Yeah.
The first was, are you guys willing to let me chase this down and play ball a little bit? Are you willing to to hear it out further? And, you know, we got to know. I'm back again asking you guys to reconsider. I'm not saying we're going to go and install in a week. I'm going to go to V-Trans. I'll come up with a plan to make sure we're not hitting any stormwater or utilities or anything. Pick the location. And I can come back and present to you guys what that looks like, but.
Yeah, I would like they could hear more from the state what they think about it.
And I'd be open to
because
I think in general we've got a problem in town.
I definitely listen to it, and I mean I think the things that you're proposing, I guess my knee jerk is it can't hurt to try it. Because they're not permanent, and if we really hate it,
we gotta patch some blacktop.
You know, we can say no, this just isn't working. You know, or whatever. But I feel better about something rubber going in there than something asphalt going in there. You know, I mean, because if after a couple of months we say no, this just we're done. You know,
the town of Marlboro just put a few in. Actually, I was over on South Road going through the center of Marlboro, and if you're doing the speed limit. I mean, I was in my truck, but they're painless.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, and if we go down the road, and you guys feel better about having some sort of agreement where we have to patch the pavement, you know, we'll figure that out. We'll do that. We're not asking the town to fund this.
They're just drilling holes in this. Isn't going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I think if you were to
pursue it.
I think.
All right, so I'll start with Joe, and I'll keep you in the loop, and then when I have a formalized plan, then I'll come back and present to you guys and ask for approval to install.
Yeah.
I just got one question about the Windhall's police contract.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, Stratton, Windhall, and the resort sign off on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't remember when that was done.
Oh, Stratton, the town.
The town signs off on that.
Okay.
It's been a while. And
I know we renewed.
You could look at that later.
We renewed it recently.
Talk with the Windhall Select Board, and we'll try to get that all redone.
So
that was part of the Act 250 agreement on that.
Okay. So you co-sign? Would you say you co-sign?
The board has a signature or sign off on that one. I guess maybe just the chair, but the board approves the contract each. I believe it's every year.
It's a multi-year, but that I'm aware of. But I can certainly send you a copy of what we have, and then I'll chase it down whether or not we can add you to it or how that would work.
Okay. Well, that's probably okay if you had signatures for the.
Yeah.
Just to get us into the, back into that cycle of it. Like I said, I don't remember when it was done last. I didn't look at the lease contract.
Okay. Yep. I can work on that. Can I keep this?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Add to your paper collection.
Do you want some?
Joe's pretty helpful. He's pretty accessible and he gets back to you. So I found him to be really good to work with.
Great. Do you want some of these, Al? Copies of them for? Thank you all.
Okay.
Have a good night.
I may just reach out to you today. I think Pat's away, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, I may just reach out to you, just make sure that where we're putting that stuff is cool. You know, when we start actually milling over there. I'll I just don't want to put it where it's going to make anybody upset.
Give me a shout out.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds good.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Jeff.
Appreciate it.
See ya.
Now comes the Nature Conservancy.
So you're going to move into executive session since this is to discuss potential litigation, especially what we have.
Can I make a motion? We go on executive session.
Second.
We need to invite the Nature Conservancy.
No.
No, but I think we need to invite you into, we need to formally invite you into executive session.
So you're inviting everyone that's here? Okay.
And do you guys typically turn off your recording for the?
I will, I'm going to get that right.
You better write for us.
Okay.
It's multitasking, I get it.
Paperwork.